Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. Today I'm reading Jonathan Duncan's Daily Phil called Cornerstone. My dad built our family home in the 70s, and his dad, a master stonemason from Vancouver, Canada, helped him. My grandpa crafted a beautiful two-sided stone wall around the fireplace, as well as doing all the brickwork for the house. Each rock in that wall was split by hand with a carefully placed chisel and a powerful mallet shaped with precision and thoughtfully fit into place. There is a huge variety between the rock's shape and size, but they all fit together to form one of the most naturally beautiful walls I've ever seen. I remembered my grandpa's wall when we were discussing 1 Peter 2:5. We're called living stones being built into a spiritual house. Like the rocks in the wall, we are shaped by God and placed where we are needed. Our purpose may not always seem exciting or obvious, but in His hands, every role is essential. Peter describes Jesus as the precious cornerstone. Typically, you start with a cornerstone. It goes at the bottom right, and everything is built on top of it. Then you end with a keystone or a capstone. Both stones are super integral to the structure, and Jesus is called both. Jesus is also called the Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. Each rock in that wall was split with a carefully placed chisel, shaped and cut with precision by a powerful mallet, and fit uniquely into its perfect place by making the whole wall into a beautiful masterpiece of rugged rocks. No matter how rough your edges or uncertain your purpose may feel, know this: God has placed you exactly where He wants you and in His hands. You are part of something eternal and beautiful. Trust the Builder. Thanks so much for listening today. Have a great rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.